സദാശിവ സമാരംഭാ ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാ അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പരാ. ഓം
പേജ് 152 വേഴ്സ് നമ്പർ 3.
ഫലാന്തം ചാനുഭൂതം യത് യുതം കർത്രാധികാരകൈഃ സ്മര്യമാണം ഹി കർമ്മസ്ഥം പൂർവം കർമ്മൈവ തച്ഛിതഃ.
ഇൻ ദീസ് ത്രീ ശ്ലോകാസ് ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് second, third and fourth shlokas, Shankaracharya summarizing the 14th chapter. Acharya pointing out, I am the consciousness who is the observer of the mind in all the three stages of my life. And throughout my life I have three stages, three avasthas: waking state, dream state and sleep state. In waking state, also even waking state, I, the consciousness, Sakshi Chaitanyam alone, am the observer. In dream state also, I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam alone, am the observer. In sleep state also I am only the observer. There is no second observer other than me, the consciousness. So consciousness, I am presented as the subject. Whatever is observed by me comes under object. To see all objects in the world is objectified by me. I am objectifying, I am the observer. That is easy to say, easily we can understand. But when you come to your body-mind complex, even body also, some extent you can say, I am observing my body, therefore body is observed by me, it is object of experience. I am the subject. That is also we can manage. But when it comes to the mind, it is very, very tough. Because mind is not an invisible object. It cannot be perceptible like the body, physical body. So how to know that I am different from the mind also? I can say easily I am different from the objects which I am experiencing from them. Experiencer is different from experienced. The law I have understood after coming to Vedanta very nicely. Even I can teach a lesson to others also. I can say body is also the object of experience, but mind is the toughest task. For that Acharya said, Swapna Smriti is the best state, dream state only is the right place to recognize you are the Sakshi Chaitanyam, witnessing the partial active mind. I, the consciousness, am experiencing the Jagrat. That means objects are available active. Objects are available when the mind is active. In dream, mind is partially active. I experience the partially active mind which is projecting the vasanas. And I observe the totally passive mind also in sushupti. Every day I, the consciousness, I am aware of three types of minds. If what the, I am experiencing is three types of mind, in what stage and all the time, throughout the day, three stages of mind. active mind, partially active mind and passive mind. Three types of mind every day we are experiencing. Now in Jagravastha here you are experiencing what type of mind? Active mind. That is why it is listening what class is going on, what subjective, what chapter, which is sloka. If it is partially active or non-active, you cannot know what sloka, what is going on. Even class also out. Thank God. Therefore, we have to understand in Jagrat Avastha, I experience through active mind. So, the Atma, I am seeing the entire external world with active mind. I, the Atma, seeing the internal world with partially active mind. That partially active mind you require for external objects experience, you required what? Karta, karma, karanam, all karakas. Acharya says in this third shloka, kartra adi karakaihi. Kartra means here subject, adi padat object, instrument, all other accessories. All of them are required. Yet kartradikarakaihi yutam phalantam cha anubhutam. In waking state you are experiencing all accessories. I am the karta is there, karanam is there, instruments are there, objects are there for the benefit of something, for benefit of others or for my sake I am doing. With so many accessories, locals, some place I am doing, all of them I am doing until I get phalam. Some phalam comes, result comes, anubhutam, experienced. Second line, smaryamanam hi karmastham. That all what you have seen in waking state, you remember. Your vasanas throws out at the time of dream. They are smaryamanam, like play and replay. Play, when you are watching on the screen, directly you are watching. Waking world is like watching the movie directly in the TV screen. And they do replay. Replay, cricket match nanna irukkundu. In a cricket match, even 6 runs that person has got, no? They replay, they show it. Or anywhere, place they go wrongly also, the step they want to show exactly, slowly they slow. Replay, that is called replay. Replay are all, is also you are watching where? Play you have watched, cricket play you have watched on the screen only, TV screen only. Replay where you have watched? On the screen only. What is that screen? TV screen. Similarly, here also, when you are experiencing the objects in waking state, what is the screen? Thoughts. Mind alone is the screen. Thoughts are alone. Vritti alone is coming as an object. Ghata vritti, pata vritti, maiki vritti, chan vritti. In the thought form only it pervades. Vritti vyapti. Thought form only, it goes first out and you get the knowledge in waking state. This is called play, you know, directly on the screen, mind screen. Again you remember them. Here dream. You are all whatever you have seen, jagratavasthayam yadrishtam, yachritam, tajjanita vasanaya, replay. And the replay also where? Mind screen only. Mind screen only. Not a different screen. Play also on the TV screen, replay is also on the TV screen. Similarly, just as external thoughts, these are all external thoughts going outward. Similarly, you see the fan in the dream, internal thoughts. Internal thoughts, that is called replay in the mind only. Karmastham. Here karma means mind, I said. They are all on the karma கர்மா மீன்ஸ் மைண்ட் ஓன்லி, தேர் ஆல் ஆன் த மைண்ட் ஸ்கிரீன் ஓன்லி. ஸ்மரணாயாம் ஸ்மரியமானம், ஸ்மரணாயாம் இல்ல ஸ்மரியமானம். வென் யூ ரிகலெக்ட் தெம், வென் யூ ரிகலெக்ட் தெம் இன் த ட்ரீம், தேர் ஆல் இன் த மைண்ட் ஓன்லி, அகெயின் தேர் தாட்ஸ். பூர்வம் சித்தஹா தது கர்ம ஏவ, தத் மீன்ஸ் த மென்டல், the canvas. We saw the canvas example in the previous shloka. The canvas, the painting is on the canvas. As you are seeing the painting, you are seeing what? Canvas, simultaneously. No, no, Swamini, I am not seeing the canvas, I am seeing only the paint. You cannot see. You cannot see only painting pictures without canvas. You are focusing your mind on the painting. But purvameva, before itself you have seen what? Canvas. Without seeing canvas, you cannot see the painting. Similarly, the mind already experienced by the chit only. And the thoughts are also experienced by the chit only. Purvameva, that is, the mental canvas, dream, it is experienced by chit only. Purvameva, before itself, that mental canvas, antahkaranam, that means that antahkaranam, karma means mind, that karma mind only here, karma, that chitaha eva purvam, karma eva, chitaha karma eva, means for that consciousness, the chaitanyam, it was already object of experience only. Karma means the mind is object of experience only. Tat chitaha karma eva asit. Asit you can supply. Up to here we saw in the last class. Now the next shloka, number 4. Drashtruschanyad bhave drishyam. Very nice, important shloka. Acharya concludes that 14th chapter with this verse. What Acharya want to say here, this drashta is always the subject only. Drashtuhu drishyam anyat bhavet. Drashtuhu anyam tu bhavet drishyam, like that you can take. Always the drishya means object of experience. It is always different. Anyat, the drashta, drashtuhu means the seer, the experiencer, the sakshi chaitanyam. Bhattamatam says this drashta and drishyam, subject and object, are of the same order of reality, according to Bhattamatam. So Acharya want to negate that philosopher here. Drashta is always different from drishyam. Drishyam is object of experience. Drashta means the subject of experienced object. Seer, observer, knower, experiencer. Drashtuhu anyat bhavet drishyam. Drishyam is always different from drishyatvat, because it is seen. Drishyatvat, why it is different from me? Because I am seeing, I am watching, I am observing. That is why it is different from me. Drishyatvat, because I am watching it, I am seeing that. Drishyatvat, like what? Ghatavat, like a pot. Like a pot. Ghata is very useful. Okay, pot is very useful. Like ghatavat. simple example. You are watching the pot. When you are watching the pot, you are different from the pot or not? You are different from the pot. I am the observer of the pot. Pot is observed by me. I am the experiencer of the pot. Pot is experienced by me. I am the knower of the pot. Pot is known by me. So, I am different from the pot. It is very, very clear, evident for everyone. Drishyatvat ghatavat. When I am different from the pot? Sada. All the time I am different from the pot. Because it is drishyam. Aham drashta ghatat bhinnaha drishyatvat. I am different from the pot. Because pot is drishyam, it is seen by me, it is object. Simple. So he is concluding, consolidating, establishing, I am the seer, I am the witnesser. Drishya drashta asajatiyaha. The S mark shows asajatiyaha. Very technical portion. Sajatiya means body is savikaram, it has got a location, it has got gunas, it is sagunam, savikaram, it is jadam, body. Similarly, external objects are also savikaram, they are also jadam, sagunam. External world is also changing, they have attributes. They are all inert. Body is also changing. Body is also having attributes. Body is also inert, jadam, matter. Mind is also changing. Mind has got attributes. Mind is also jadam. World, body, mind comes under one jati. They belong to one group. Sajatiyam. Because all of them, three of them belong to jada jati, vikara jati, guna jati. They are all having gunas, they are all having vikara, illa vare. You are also having vikara, I am also having vikara. You are also changing, I am changing. All are sitting together and talking. World, body, mind. Because made out of matter. They are all imagine, they are also talking, they are not talking, just I am telling. Suppose three of them are sitting together. Like that, three ladies are sitting together and talking. What is morning, what you have prepared? Dala, chutney, poriyala, edho pesindirpaanga, adhu maadhiri. These three of them are sitting together and talking. What is your nature? What is your nature? Your nature is my nature. I am not different. Therefore, we are all belong to one group of family. One family only. All belongs to jadam, all belongs to vikaram, all are having gunas, sagunam. Therefore, sajatiyam. Manusha jati, vriksha jati, madri. It is jada jati. Saguna jati, vikara jati, but like that. Whereas, sakshi chaitanyam, the atma, the consciousness, is not a changing principle, it is not having attributes, it is not a jadam. So, Atma is changeless, nirvikaram, Atma is nirgunam, attributeless, Atma is sentient, ajadam. It is not jadam, it is ajadam. Chaitanyam ityarthaha. Can you bring this type of Atma along with that jada, vikara, saguna, body, mind, world, trinity? No. Therefore it is ajatiyam. It does not belong to that group of that triad, but atma is ajatiyahana. It doesn't have any jati. Therefore here he says, drishya drashta அஜாதீயா. திரஷ்டா இஸ் அஜாதீயா. சப்ஜெக்ட் இஸ் எவர் அன்லைக். சப்ஜெக்ட் இஸ் எவர் அன்லைக் எக்ஸாம்பிள். இட் இஸ் நாட் லைக். இஃப் யூ சே இட் இஸ் லைக், திஸ் இஸ் லைக் தட் மேங்கோ ட்ரீ, லைக் தட் சஜாத்தியம். ஆத்மா இஸ் லைக் பாடி என்று சொன்ன சஜாத்தியம். Whenever you say it is like that, it is sajatiyam. This man is like that means belong to that group, belong to that group, like that, but here it is unlike. Atma is unlike the body, unlike the mind, unlike the world. It is not belong to that jati, it is ajatiyaha, ajatiyaha. Drishya means here matter. Drashta means spirit consciousness. Ajatiyaha means opposite in nature. Opposite in nature to drishyam. Drashta, the Atma, Chaitanyam, Sakshi Chaitanyam, I am have to add all the time. Otherwise Sakshi Chaitanyam and I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, am not having that nature. That nature means what? Vikara, Saguna, Jada nature I am not having. I am opposite to that nature. Opposite to that nature of Drishyam. Which Drishyam has got those three good nature, three characteristics. I am not having that nature. I am not having in the which I, higher I or lower I? Higher I. Therefore that Tvampada Lakshyartha I, after negating Sariratrayam, I am Ajatiyaha. Full stop you can put there. Then next word, Anyatha Dhivat Sakshita Na Bhavet. If you don't accept this ajatiyata of that drashta, I the Sakshi Chaitanyam is drashta separate, I am the subject separate from the body, mind and world, which has got all these three types of lakshanams, illa avalakshanam. If I don't say I am different from them, what will happen? What is the tragedy? Anyatha. Otherwise, if it what will happen, Dhivat Sakshita Nasyat, I the Chaitanyam, the consciousness will lose this Sakshita. The witness consciousness status will go away. I lose my observer status. I lose my witnesser status. I lose my knower status. Sakshita. Sakshita means witnesser status. Subject status, we can say. I lose my subject status or I lose my witnesser status. I lose my Sakshita Chaitanya. Sakshi Chaitanya, Sakshita will go away. Therefore, like what? My Sakshita will go away like what? Dhivat. Dhivat. Sakshita na bhavet jivat. Dhi means intellect. My buddhi cannot be the witnesser. Dhi is not. Dhi means buddhi. Yeah. Buddhi means mind. Mind can never be the witnesser. If I am also comes under that sajati of that world, body, mind, all are there, if I join with them, my sakshita also go away. Just as buddhi doesn't have sakshita, I the sakshi chaitanyam also will lose the sakshita. Na bhavet. If I don't accept I am ajatiyaha, I am not sajatiyaha, like body, mind, complex, world, objects. Therefore I have to say, I am the witness consciousness. Simple example, you alone know your childhood, you alone is the experiencer of boyhood, You are alone is the experience of adulthood. You are alone is the experiencer of old age also. Is there any different person? Childhood another knower. Adulthood another knower. Old age another experiencer. That is why you say, when I was in school, I used to play throwball. Now what? I can't lift the throwball. The same person presenting and sharing the experience. I used to run. I used to get first prize. Now I am not able to stand up. I cannot sit. Same experience or not? So Sakshita is the same one, unchanging. If it is a changing nature is there, like other mind, body, world objects, changing his nature is there, I would have not remembered, I would have not recollected my childhood memories. I would have not experienced if a changing person. And Adi Naneda. That is why I show my photo. Naneda. Even some people have got medals and cups and all, they get prizes. So I got that at the age of 10. I got this at the age of 20. I got this medal at the age of 40. Some medal. So some medals have come. Which one? Same person or different person? This same Idi Sakshi Chaitanyam, the aware are. But that time you are 10 year old, mind is different, mind has changed, body has changed, so environment also has changed. That time black hair, now white hair, body has changed, all features have changed. But the witnesser not changed. Sakshita, if you don't accept that ajatiyata, it is as good as saying, I don't have sakshita. I don't. Therefore, anyatha sakshita na bhavet buddhivate. Very nice. So you want to remain as sakshi or not? Otherwise it will go away. Go away, vandadane povaradhukku. I have to recognize that I am Sakshi Chaitanyam only, now also. Unchanging. So whatever changing, the emotional thoughts are changing, I am the witness, sir. What for this lesson, finally? Why we are studying Sakshita, I am witness, sir. I am different from that, I am the subject, they are object. Your emotions, when they are changing, upset, set up, lot of pains are undergoing there in the mind, emotional problems, crisis comes, don't cry. That is what the silver line here, underline pannikanum. Don't identify with the emotional upsurges or emotional turbulence when it is happening because of situations. They are not belong to you. You are the observer. They are observed by you. Like a witnesser. Sakshya ir. Like a third person. Don't be one with that problem. Therefore, everything pass on. Problem comes, situation comes, it goes. It won't stay. Again another experience. Therefore what? Wait and see. That's all. Tanave poyidum. Ninga onnu panna venda. It goes after some time. Wait. That's all. Kala decides that. So if you have this distancing the experiences, emotional problems, physical problems, whatever happening, when you are watching, I have no connection with them. Therefore, I need not be disturbed. I need not feel, I need not have any guilt, I need not have any hurt, I need not worry, I need not have anxiety, I need not have world. You remember that world? Once again, I have to remind, I am free from the world. What is that? W stands for worry. O stands for obsession. I am free from worry. I am free from obsession. R stands for regret. I am free from regret. L stands for loneliness. I am free from the problem of loneliness. All old age problems. Then last letter D. I am free from depression. Enaka depression na, enaka loneliness na, enaka regret na. எனக்கு என்ன ஒரு அப்சஷன் வராது, வரி வராது, என்ன வரதுக்கு சான்சஸே இல்லை. ஃபார் ஹூம் தேர் ஆல் கம்மிங் இன் மிச்சா பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் தேர் ஜஸ்ட் ஹேப்பனிங் இன் த மேட்டர். தேர் ஃபோர் இந்திரியாணி இந்திரியார்த்தேஷு வர்த்தந்தே இதி மத்வா ந சஜ்ஜதே. குணா குணேஷு வர்த்தந்தே இதி மத்வா ந சஜ்ஜதே. மேட்டர் மேட்டர் இன்டராக்ஷன் இஸ் ஹேப்பனிங் டசன்ட் மேட்டர். Therefore, doesn't matter how easily you can say na. You have to say no way. What to do? You have to say next shloka number 5. Swatma buddhi mapeksha saum vidhinam syat prayojakah Now Shankaracharya entering into the topic of this 15th chapter, Nanyat Anyat, that topic. First verse he has introduced the topic. Idi Sakshi Chaitanyam, the pure consciousness. My nature is existence consciousness principle. I am not Jiva. I need not become Paramatma. If I am Jiva only, I have to become a Paramatma. One thing cannot become something else. Suppose my jivahood is real. My punya papa is real. I am punyavan, papavan, sanchita karma, agami karma, prarabdha karma. If they are all real, you cannot avoid it. The jivatvam is real, suppose. There is no question of becoming Paramatma. If jivatvam is real. Why? Because it is real. You don't see fire becoming cold anywhere because it is its nature. It cannot leave that heat. Similarly, your jivatvam, finitude, death, disease, old age, if they are really you are having, suppose, there is no point of working for moksha. Yeah. Why? Because it is your nature. Suffer lifelong. But no, I don't want. So Shastra says, if they are not real, if they are all not real, if they are not there also, you need not work. That bhavana is not there, suppose the limitation is not there, I don't have any sort of problems, I need not work even paramatmahood because I don't have any limitation. I don't have any punya, papa, bhayam, kadayadu, onnume kadayadu. அப்போ கூட எனக்கு பிரமாத்மா ஸ்டேட்டஸ்க்காக வேலை பண்ண வேண்டிய தேவையில்லை. இப்ப என்னதான் பண்ண சொல்றேன்னா, யூ ரிகக்னைஸ் தட் யூ ஆர் ஆல்ரெடி பரமாத்மா ஓன்லி. யூ நீட் நாட் பிகம், யூ கேன் நாட் பிகம். ந அன்யத் அன்யத் பவதி, அன்யத் அன்யத் ந பவதி. ஜீவாத்மா கேன் நெவர் பிகம் பரமாத்மா. நௌ ஹியர் இட் செல்ஃப் you are already Paramatma only. But this Jivatvam is a notion, is a bhavana in your thought pattern because of ignorance. Therefore, Shastra then recommends so many karmas to attain moksha and all. Question will come, whole karma kanda is waste, I am already Paramatma, no, karma kanda waste. Rituals are waste, redundant, meaningless. எதுக்கு ஆயாசம், பணம் செலவு, lot of things I have to do. இஸ் ஐ அம் ஆல்ரெடி பரமாத்மா. ஆமா, ஈவன் தோ யூ ஆர் ஆல்ரெடி பரமாத்மா, அன்பார்ச்சுனேட்லி தட் யூ ஆர் நாட் ஏபிள் டு கிளைம் யூ ஆர் பரமாத்மா பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ். தட் கர்மா ரிச்சுவல்ஸ், கர்ம காண்டா இஸ் ஓன்லி ஃபார் தட் பர்சன் ஹூ எவர் இஸ் ஹேவிங் தட் அபிமான. ஆச்சாரியா கிவ்ஸ் ஒன் எக்ஸாம்பிள் ஹியர், செகண்ட் லைன். When mother or father, old 97, 100 years, they have died, and this son is coming and doing Shraddha Karma. Shraddha Karma doing. He is thinking that he is my father. Is it not? My father died, therefore I have to do Shraddha Karma. That father is asking. The dead body father is not asking, demanding. When that body is not asking, not demanding, why this person is doing that Shraddha Karma? The dead body is no more a father, really. Is it not? The father states it has lost that body. But why this person doing Shraddha Karma? Tell me. Just because of Abhimana, my father. That body belongs to my father. My father, I am doing that. My father notion makes him to do that ritual. All obsequies, all performed by this person, the son, who is thinking that I am the son of that so and so dead body. Is it not? That notion alone, that thought alone, making him to do that karma. Similarly, Acharya gives this example. Similarly, all actions are done by the people only because of abhimana. As long as you have abhimana, deha abhimana, mama, mind abhimana, you are bound to do karmas. Yesterday Varlakshmi Nomb, Varlakshmi Vratam. Why you did? Some people did Varlakshmi Nomb. That she is gives a lot of varams. Vara Lakshmi enna theriyumillayo? She gives a lot of boons. I want lot of boons for me, for my son, for my daughter, for all prosperity. I want. That abhimana makes me to perform that vratam. Any ritual for that matter. Without abhimana, no one perform. Look into the shloka. Swatma buddhim apekshya asau vidhinam prayojakaha syad. Now I go to the second line. Jatyadi. ஜாத்யாதி ஸ்வாத்ம புத்தி அபேக்ஷ்ய. திஸ் ஜாதி மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் ஐ ஆம் பிராமண ஜாதி, ஐ பிலாங் டு வைஷ்ய ஜாதி, ஐ பிலாங் டு க்ஷத்ரிய ஜாதி, ராஜசூய யாகம் ஐ வாண்ட் டு டூ. ஹூ திங்ஸ் க்ஷத்ரிய வைஷ்யா வைஷ்யஸ்தோம யாகம். சோ பிரம்மச்சாரி இஸ் நாட் சப்போஸ் டு டூ அக்னி ஹோத்திரம். Only Grihastha has to do Agni Hotram. So these are all rituals given to ashramas, different ashramas. Brahmacharya ashramam, Grihastha ashramam, Vanaprastha ashramam and Sanyasa ashramam. Different ashramas, different rules and regulations. Different varnas, different rules and rituals. For each varna, one ritual. The one who is interested in putra, children, putra kama. ஜோதிஷ்டோம புத்திரகாமிஷ்டி யாகா பர் ஸ்வர்க ஜோதிஷ்டோம யாகா. சோ ஆல் தீஸ் ஆர் ரிலவென்ட் டு தட் கோத்ர வர்ண சூத்ர, ஆல் ஆர் தேர் நோ. சூத்திரம் ஆபஸ்தம்ப சூத்திரம், இந்த சூத்திரம் அந்த சூத்திரம், கோத்ர நேம் ஆல்சோ ஹி சேஸ், வர்ண ஆல்சோ தே ஹாவ் டு சே, ஆல் ப்ரீவியஸ் ancestors, gotrams, also they were names, all we have to say. This jati adi means, jati means brahmana jati, kshatriya jati, வைசு ஜாதி, சூத்ர ஜாதி, ஆல் ஜாதி. ஆதிபதாத் ஆசிரம வர்ணா. ஈவன் சம்டைம்ஸ் சர்டன் ஏஜ் ஆல்சோ, த வயஸ் ஆதிபதாத் யூ கேன் இன்க்ளூட் தட் ஆல்சோ. Certain age only you have to do certain rituals. After, like that cricket match, after 40 years you have to retire. They will push you out. Certain things you are not supposed to do after. Krishna Kesha, only black hair person only should perform rituals. White hair konjam vanda kuda panna koodadhu. Na dye pannikare, they don't accept. Even if you dye, dye means in the dye, black dye. The black dye voted in a rituals pandrena, not allowed. So Krishna Keshaha only should do. Like that, so many rules and regulations. Jatyadi vidhina asau, jatyadihi asau. All these rules and regulations, they all depend on my identification. Asau jatyadihi swatma buddhi apeksha. Swatma buddhi means identification, abhimana. Lot of abhimana towards my body, towards some possessions, towards family members, parivara. Lot of abhimana. Swa atma buddhim apeksha, depending upon. Apeksha means depending on my identification with the body. Karmas can never give moksha, ne acharya want to establish now. Jnanat evat kaivalyam natu karmana, that he wants to establish. Vidhinam syat prayojakah, all these vidhis, rules and regulations, injunctions, they are all useful, relevant for that person who is having abhimana, identification with the body. Once aham comes, I want this, I want that, I want this, therefore vidhi is relevant for me, rules are relevant for me. Shavavat and like a dead body, why people go to that and see, you know, related, some abhimana is there. Even on dead body itself there is abhimana, na what to talk of a live body. Solladuma romba ore type of example kudukkar paarenga. On shavavat, even dead body itself this person is having abhimana and performing all rituals, what to talk of a live body. Adhi solladuma, that means identification is the cause for the performance of rituals and to follow all the rules and regulations. Otherwise a person will never do that. Because of ignorance there is abhimana. Because abhimana and rules and regulations are relevant. Rules and regulations are relevant to perform karma. Karma is relevant for that person who is having swatma abhimana. Swatma means, atma means here one's own reflexive pronoun. Varna, ஆசிரமா, நான் பிராமன் என்று சொல்லிருக்க எவ்வளவு பெருமை பாருங்க. ஐ எம் க்ஷத்ரியா, ஐ எம் வைஷ்யா, சோ ப்ரௌட் திஸ், ஐ பிலாங் டு திஸ் ஆசிரமா, ஐ எம் ஏ கிரகஸ்தா நௌ, ஐ எம் ஏ பிரம்மச்சாரி, ஐ எம் ஏ ரிட்டையர்டு பர்சன். எல்லாம் ஒரு அபிமானம் தான். சன்னியாசி கூட ஒரு அபிமானம், நான் சன்னியாசி என்று சொல்றேன் போதும். அபிமானம் வெறுதுக்காக சன்னியாசம் எடுத்தா சன்னியாசம் யாருக்கு ஒரு அபிமானம். So not a joke to leave the abhimana, okay? Adi vida adi enga ponaalum kuda, okay? Prayojakah syat, this vidhi is all useful to that person who is having abhimana. Otherwise there is no prayojanam. Tena, therefore, tadvat anatmata anyatha. Tad therefore, tena means therefore, tadvat anatmata anyatha. Otherwise what will happen, the sakshi chaitanyam gets the anatmata status. It is atma or anatma, I the sakshi chaitanyam am. If I am also included in that abhimana, I the sakshi chaitanyam included in that abhimana, what will happen? They are all come under what? Body comes under anatma. Why? It is anityam, it is mithya, it is not sentient, it is vikari, it is shadvikari. When all these lakshanams, avalakshanams are there, body mind complex, they are all come under anatma. They are not come under spirit, they are not come under chaitanyam, they are achetanam. Do you want to own up, claim you are anatma, shariram, body, mind, which is jadam, which is anityam, which is mithya, and which is changing, which is having lot of vikaras? If you say like that, otherwise, anyatha, anatmata, tadvat. Anatmata means you will also become non-self. Anatmata, atmata means self. Anatmata means non-self. You will go to that category. If you claim that abhimana, that body, mind, complex and karma, rituals, all this with abhimana you do, and you are neglecting, ignoring that sakshi chetana status, which is free from na punyam, na papam, na saukhyam, na dukhyam, jati, niti, kula, gotra, doragam. I am free from jati, niti, gotra, kula, all. Instead of saying that, I am having this jati, I belong to this jati, I belong to this gotra, I belong to this sutra, podma, apanana, you are denying your atman nature. You are claiming that anatma nature, varna, ashrama, dharma, which belongs to anatma shariram. How long you want to claim that anatma shariram you are? As long as you have that abhimana, you are claiming, you are facing that limitations of that anatma. Fear, insecurity, limitations, continues. Now you understand the cause for limitation, cause for fear, cause for worry, because swatma, that abhimana, swatma buddhi, apekshya. That is why I am free from worry, I am free from fear. And only one day you can say, when you dissolve the body mind complex, I don't have any jati, niti, gotra, varna, ashrama. I am free from all of them. They are only vyabaharikam, they are not real. Don't give reality to them. Otherwise, anatmata, you will become non-self. Like that shavavat abhimana. Abhimana vichindi, shavam mele abhimana vichindi, karma pandindi kaan liya. Abhimana nala dani. So you are identifying with anatma idam. Anyatha anatma tadvat. Next shloka we will read. So jnanam alone gives any amount of karma, cannot give moksha. So verse number 6. Na priya priya ityukte, na dehattam kriya phalam, deha yoga kriya hetu, tasmad vidvan kriyan tyajet. Now it's a very important mantra from Chandogya Upanishad, 8th chapter, 12th section, 1st mantra. Na priya priye, that word is taken from Chandogya Upanishad. Why this abhimana, why this identity with body? Whoever is having identity, they are bound to have limitations, dukkha. All world will be there. All five, W, O, R, L, D. Five, pancha sutras will be tied. No? All five. You have to remember all the way. Many times as I use, they are trapped by it. Mantra says this, நகவை சசரீரஸ்ய சதஹா பிரியா பிரியயோஹோ அபஹதி ரஸ்தி. As long as the person is having an embodied one, I am this body, ஒரு அபிமானம், தேகாபிமானம், embodied one, நகவை சசரீரஸ்ய, சசரீரஸ்யன்னு சரீரம் உடையவன், என்னுடைய சரீரம், இந்த அபிமானம், சரீரம் மேல் அபிமானம். As long it is there, sataha, priya priyayoho apahatihi na asti. Priya apriyam, likes and dislikes, you can never be free from likes and dislikes. Priya and apriyam, favorable, unfavorable, pleasant and unpleasant, morning pleasant, evening unpleasant, afternoon so pleasant, tomorrow எப்படி இருக்கும் ஒரு கவலை. Tomorrow, how is it going to be? I do not know. Let me pray for God. Oh God, tomorrow also keep everything smoothly. Idhu bayam. So, people are always, the priya, apriya, unpleasant you cannot withstand. Even we cannot imagine. Like that, when you go to give check-up, no, master check-up, before that report coming, we imagine all diseases. Enna report varumo, enna report varumo? It takes 1 week in the person not sleeping. After 1 week, you don't have anything. Appada, in the 1 week suffering, what for? Illada vaya noya, irka noiga. In the suffering, illada noiga, oru varam suffering. And before that, biopsy test coming. Some tests are there. Doctor, enna sollu varanu? BP eppadi irukko ennamo, sugar eppadi irukko ennamo, ore kavala enna. Adhu vandhadhukku appuram da, appada. நிம்மதியா இருக்கும். இந்த 1 week imagined, speculated, fear, a lot of things. Therefore, why it is happening? Because of sashariram, embodied one I am. The abhimanan deha, sashariraste vai. Priya priyayoho na apahati rasti, they will never end. Then how they will end? Next line says, ashariram vava santam, பிரியா பிரியோ பிரியா பிரியே நஸ்பிருஷதா. ஒன்ஸ் யூ ஆர் ஏபிள் டு ரிகக்னைஸ் ஐ ஆம் டிஸ்எம்பாடிட் ஒன், ஐ ஆம் அன்எம்பாடிட், ஐ ஆம் நாட் ஹேவிங் பாடி அட் ஆல் அட் எனி டைம், ஐ ஆம் ஆல்வேஸ் விதேகா, அன்எம்பாடிட், அசரீரம் வாவ சொந்தம், பிரியா பிரியே நஸ்பிருஷதா, தே வில் நாட், பிரியா அண்ட் அப்ரியா, பிளசன்ட் அன்பிளசன்ட், ஃபேவரபிள் அன்ஃபேவரபிள், லைக்ஸ் அண்ட் டிஸ்லைக்ஸ், ஆல் தீஸ் வில் நாட் டச் மீ, நஸ்பிருஷதா. தட் இஸ் த ஃபுல் மந்திர, பியூட்டிஃபுல் மந்திர. எவ்ரி டே யூ ஹாவ் டு டூ நிதித்தியாசனம், அந்த மந்திரம் சாண்ட் பண்ணிட்டே நிதித்தியாசனம் பண்ணணும். நகவை சசரீரஸ்ய, நகமை சசரீரஸ்ய சதா பிரியா பிரியோ அபஹதிரஸ்தி, அசரீரம் வாவ சந்தம், பிரியா பிரியே நஸ்பிருஷதா. வாட் எ பிரில்லியன்ட் மந்திர. சோ ந பிரியா பிரியே இதி உக்தே, பிகாஸ் திஸ் இஸ் த சாந்தோக்ய ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட். தேகத்வம் பிரியாஃபலம், தேகத்வம் பாடி, ஐ எம் எம்பாடிட் ஒன், தென் I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to achieve that, I want to accomplish this. Kriya phalam, lot of deha, abhimana, for that sake I want to fulfill so many things, for that sake I do so many actions, after doing so many actions I go on thinking about results. Enna varumo, eppo varuvaro, enna results, all kriya phalam, when they will come. Therefore, தேக போகா கிரியா ஹேது. தேக போகா மீன்ஸ் தேக யோகா, ஐடென்டிபிகேஷன் வித் த பாடி அலோன் இஸ் த காஸ் ஃபார் த ஆக்ஷன். வாட் எவர் யூ டூ வித் அபிமான, வித் லாட் ஆஃப் ஆங்ஸைட்டி, இஃப் யூ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் அபிமான யூ டூ ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் பட் வித்தவுட் எனி ஆங்ஸைட்டி. That is the difference. Tasmat vidvan kriyam sejet. Therefore, wise person always renounce all karma, rituals, all these for what purpose? I don't want anything. I don't want to accomplish anything because I am already Purnaha. I need not become Purnaha. I am always Purnam only. Therefore, I enjoy every day Purnam. Not Purnam, Aham Truptaha, Dukkheshvanu Dignamanaha, Sukhesh Vigatasprahaha, Vitaraga Bhayakrodhaha, Sitadhirmu Niruchyate. Therefore, who am I now? Ashariri or Shariri? Swamini, after death only, no, I am Ashariri. Let me wait for some time. After death only, I will Atma become unembodied. Shastra says, no. Now itself you are unembodied. Recognize that. In spite of that, you are in within three bodies, you are unembodied only. Now, here itself. You need not wait up to death. Okay. பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.